Jerry was a senior in high school when the Japanese hit Pearl Harbor. He was drafted the very next year, but not by the military. His unique story of service to country and America's pastime is this edition of The American Countryside. Jerry Coleman knew the events of December 7, 1941 would have a major effect on his life.
I was a senior in high school, playing semi-pro ball in and around San Francisco and enjoying myself and, you know, waiting to go to college.
Young men at his high school immediately began to discuss which branch of the service they would join. It was an easy choice for Jerry.
The principal called all the senior men into the auditorium. And we're sitting there looking around, and all of a sudden, from the back of the room, walked these two naval aviators whose wings were 5 feet wide. And that's what I want to be. Well, I couldn't get into the service then because you had to be 18. I was only 17.
So as Jerry waited to enter the military, he was drafted. Not by the U.S. government, but by the New York Yankees.
And that's how I got into baseball before it ever started. I was going to college, but ended up in Wellsville, New York in 1942 in a Class D league. They don't have those anymore. And then I came back in, I think, about the first week of September. When I got home, I got my transcripts from high school and all these various things. Went down to the Ferry Building in San Francisco. Everybody wanted to get into the Naval Aviation.
Everything changed with the Japanese attack on December 7th. It changed Jerry's education path as well.
I was going to college. I had a scholarship at USC in both baseball and basketball, and I just couldn't wait to get there. But when the war started, everybody changed. Now, they call us the greatest generation, but I have always felt that in this country, when challenged, every young man comes to the front.
More with Coleman next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.